Welcome to episode 163 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast that helps you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about saturating in God's Word. Let's dive in. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about Bible study and some of the key elements that you need to study the Bible well. Well, this week, I want to talk about a concept that has really changed my personal life and my interaction with God's Word. And it's this idea of saturation. Now, imagine a sponge that's been plunged into a bucket of water. Now, if I pull out the sponge, you would say, well, not only is the sponge wet, but the sponge is soaked, saturated, permeated with the water. Well, that's the same idea that we need to have as we engage in Bible study. See, Bible study isn't just merely something we do in the morning and check it off our list, nor is it like a chapter day keeps the devil away kind of a concept. See, our lives should be built around the Word of God, which means it's not just some activity that we do and check it off the list and then go about our day. Rather, what would it look like if you and I were a sponge plunged into a bucket of water called the Word of God, and that we were soaked, saturated, and permeated with the Word itself? I was teaching this some time ago, and a friend of mine came up to me and says, hey, it kind of sounds like what you do when you marinate steak. And maybe that's just a good guy illustration, but what would it look like if we were marinated in the Word? That like a piece of meat is put into marinate, and it literally changes and alters the taste of the meat itself. What would it look like if you and I would be placed into the Word of God? And as we just lived in the Word, it began to actually change who we are. See, that's what I want with Bible study. See, I don't want to just go through the motions. I don't want to just go and read a chapter. I don't want to just, you know, pick some little passage and study it. I want to be changed and transformed by the Word of God as I spend time reading and studying the Word, as we talked about in the last episode. So as we continue in this idea of Bible study, this concept becomes really important. See, saturation Bible study is not so much a method of how to study the Bible as much as it is a methodology of how to study the Bible. There's a whole bunch of ways you can study the Bible. You know, you can study topically, or you could do a word study or a character study, or, you know, study it chronologically, or, you know, work through a book expositionally. But regardless of how you study the Bible, can I encourage you to saturate in it? So let me just give you a quick idea of how this could look practically. See, what if as you're reading the Bible in the morning, or as you take a passage and as you study it, what if you would take that with you throughout the day? So whether that means you write it on a, you know, a 3x5 index card, or whether you memorize the passage, but as you go about your day, what if you would continually bring that passage back up to mind, and you would just continue to dwell, to think and ponder what that passage says? See, it goes back to that idea in the Psalms where the psalmist says, oh, I meditate upon your word day and night. And as we talked about in the last episode, that idea for meditation isn't some new agey kind of empty your mind, la la land kind of stuff. But the idea of biblical meditation is to recall to mind truth, that you, in one sense, regurgitate the word back in your mind like a cow chewing cud, and you begin to mull over that truth or that passage over and over. See, what if you would do that all throughout your day? So here you are, you're reading some passage in the morning, or you're studying a passage, and then you take it with you. And as you're driving through town, as you're stopped at a red light, rather than just, you know, mindlessly thinking about whatever, what if you begin to ponder that passage afresh and begin to pray, God, what does this passage mean? Would you reveal insight and truth to me as I dwell upon your word? And as you just live about your day, ponder the truth of God's word. Some of the best biblical insights that I've received is, you know, when I'm doing random chores around the house, or whether I'm taking a shower or mowing the lawn. See, as I just dwell upon God's word and just let it percolate in my mind, I just have found that the truth and the depth of God's word just becomes rich. So again, as we continue in this little mini series about Bible study, I really want to emphasize to you, not just to go about an activity called Bible study, but to actually engage with the author himself and dwell upon his word day and night. Now, that doesn't mean you just, you know, ignore everything you have to do and quit working and all that kind of stuff just so you can study the Bible. But we all have times throughout the day where we just mindlessly think about whatever. Or we have these little gaps of 5 minutes that if you would use those moments to ponder and to study and to dwell and to think upon the Word of God, you'll find that you're using these little nuggets of time throughout the day as an opportunity to study and to ponder God's Word. Well, despite the fact that this is a short episode, this nugget is absolutely critical to your Bible study. So again, what would it look like for you to be a sponge plunged into the bucket of water called the Word of God, and that you would soak, saturate, and permeate yourself with His truth? Oh, I want that for you. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, please visit deeperchristian.com/163 for episode 163. Now, join us next week where we continue this exploration of how to study God's Word. See you then.